Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, America, to Breaking News Journal On Air Radio. We have a special guest with us today. I mean, she's been on Sirius Radio, Fox TV Radio, Glenn Beck TV. I mean, she's the co-chair of the 912 Project, Stephanie Scruggs. Believe me, Stephanie Scruggs is the lady you want to talk to when you talk about politics and what's going on in our country, because she knows I don't like politics at all. Stephanie, welcome. How are you, Stephanie? I know you're there. Are you on mute or something, girl? I know you're there. Ladies and gentlemen, she is here. She's here. I know she is. She's trying to make her phone work. I know she is. Listen, she co-chaired with Yvonne for the project, 912 Project. That's one of the only groups that I believe in this country that I really like being associated with and affiliated with. She, until we get her phone taken care of, I just want you to know that she served for 4 years as the founding national co-chair of the 912 Project. That's the program that Glenn Beck started on his TV channel, a program when he was on Fox News. Now I think they moved down to Texas, but she is in Florida, and she now serves as the executive director of 912 PAC, which is why we're having her on the program today, so that we could talk about her. She's a writer, she's a speaker, she's an analyst. She focuses on the principles of liberty, and she is a wonderful, wonderful person in general. And that's why we asked her to be a part of the program. And I know that you're going to get a lot of information from her today. We're excited to have her with us on Breaking News Journal On Air Radio. It's hard to get her. The one thing that I saw is that she was on Facebook. And when she was on Facebook, we were trying to find out how we could get her on Breaking News Journal, because it's been years, actually, since we first started a Breaking News Journal, since we've had her on, and it was more than past time to have her on the program. If there's anyone that I believe in and I'm listening to when it comes to politics and knowing what's happening and not so one-sided, but given all the information that she needs to, it would be Stephanie Scruggs. She knows she was working with Jay Sekulow when the IRS was coming after nonprofits, especially any kind of organization that had to do with politics or organizations that have to do with liberty, anything that had to do with freedom of our country. That's what she worked on, and these guys did an absolutely wonderful job. And when they came after her organization, as I believe they wanted to find out information like, who was speaking at your event in Washington, D.C., their flight information, their home information. These are things that have never been asked before out of an American citizen, and she had to deal with those issues, and that's what we're going to talk to her about today. As soon as we can get her on the phone, I hope that she's okay. I know that her phone has come up, her phone number has come up here, and we're trying to find out what happened to her. But these are the things that we're going to talk about today because she knows them. She knows them like the back of her hand. And we are going to talk to her about those things. One of the things that we're going to do on Breaking News Journal, when we have the Breaking News Journal channel as we're starting that, is we're going to have people like Stephanie come on and talk about political issues like what she's doing, because it's important, as well as all the other programs that we have. And one of the good reasons that we would have her on is because we believe in being balanced. And seriously, we won't have any ties, people tying our hands as to how creative we can be on the programs. And we need people like Stephanie who's keeping an eye out on what is happening in our country so that you can be informed what's happening and how to deal with those issues. I'm expecting her to be able to get cleared in any time now so that we can get her back on the line with us so that we can really get going into the program, because we have 30 minutes and we're going to make sure that we want to have it filled with the information that you need to have. So we're just honored that we are able to even have her with us. I know that if she is trying to get through and she's having a problem, if she's having a problem in the chat room, then we will she is having a problem. We're getting information right now, breaking news, that she's trying to hear us. Stephanie, why don't you do this? Hang up and call right back. Let's see if we can get you through there, because I have you ready. You're unmuted. You're not muted or anything. So why don't you do that, and we'll try to see if we can do that way. So we'll get that gun and get her on. And when we get her on, we are going to make sure that she can hear, but we're going to look at her phone as it's coming in, see what's going on here. And I'm so glad that we were able to find out that she was in the chat room. And we have some other guests in the chat room, so you guys all hold on. We're going to try to get that taken care of and get Stephanie on. And thank you so much for joining us in the chat room. Yeah, she should be calling in any minute now. And I know that, let's see, here we are. We got her. Let's see if we got her. Do we have her? I think we might have her. There we go. Hold on just a second.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yes, I was unmuted. Oh, my goodness.
You're there. Hi, sister. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. But, man, how do I follow such an introduction? Lord of mercy. I don't know what to do with that. Thank you.
Well, it's all true. It's all true. And I want to, you know me. We have only special people on the program. The people in the heartland of America knows exactly what's on happening, because you guys have the boots on the ground, and that's what those are the type of people that we have on Breaking News Journal. And although we have some celebrities that come on as well too, but we really, this is our programs are mainly for people like you who know what's going on, experts in your field, and tell us what's going on. So you are now the founder, are you, of the 912 PAC?
No, actually. It was founded at the same time the original 912 Project was founded by some other folks, and they've kind of bugged me for a while to come on over, because the 912 Project itself, we've never been political. We were strictly educational, mm-hmm. Anybody who knows me knows that I'm quite opinionated when it comes to the political end of things. And they've been bugging me for some time to come over and man the ship and restart the PAC. And so I finally acquiesced in about 6-8 months ago and relaunched it. We are not a candidate PAC. I should make that clear. We don't support or endorse political candidates. Well, Legislative PAC, which is, that's my great love anyway, is kicking desks in D.C. and telling them what their own legislation actually reads. Because they don't read it. You know, Nancy Pelosi,
yeah.
You'll have to pass it to find out what's in it. You know, I wonder what she's saying about
Lord.
Syria right now.
Lord,
actually,
yeah.
We'll have to bomb
right.
to find out what's there.
Yeah, exactly. Hello. I heard a couple of people make that same statement.
Yeah. I love Sarah Palin's one-liner on this, which was, so let me get this straight. We're bombing Syria because Syria's bombing Syria, and I'm the idiot. Great line.
Yeah, we have some dangerous people in the Congress, don't we?
We do indeed. God help us. God help us.
Well,
but, you know,
tell us about the PAC and how it works and what's going on, and give us all the information that we need to have. I'm going to let you go with it.
Sure. All right. Well, first of all, you can check us out at PAC912.com. It's PAC912.com.
That's PAC912.com. She's cutting in and out, mm-hmm. so you guys, it's PAC912. Let me get it right. It is, I have it here, it's written down and it's on, it's PAC912.com, www.PAC912.com, and she'll be
That's
able to
correct.
Give you that information. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep.
Go ahead.
And so you can check us out there, but really the basis of our PAC is we focus on individual sovereignty. The Ninth Amendment, my ancestor George Mason actually wrote the Ninth and Tenth Amendments. And the 10th Amendment's great because it protects states' rights, but the most important amendment of the entire Constitution is the 9th. And that mm-hmm. is to say that the individual's rights are the crux, the basis of everything. You cannot have liberty without individual rights. And so that's what we work mm-hmm. on. And whether it's varying forms of legislation, whether it's Common Core or the NSA issue, and also a lot of foreign policy. One of the other directors on the PAC is Benjamin Smith, the former Navy SEAL that's also the Fox News commentator. He's like my little brother, and he okay. is an expert on Islam. And that foreign policy and national security plays into it because Islam is the antithesis of individual mm-hmm. sovereignty. So we mm-hmm. cover a broad range of topics with one goal in mind, to preserve the individual liberties that we have. Although at this
okay.
point in time, it's more like reinstating them.
So I heard that. Well, is this a – so what, are you guys like – do you have like a radio program as well?
No, don't. We do radio interviews. Really, there's just so much I can do in a day. We write. We make appearances. We do a lot of policy analysis for mm-hmm. various different places, and we kick desks in Washington, D.C., so –
Oh, God. I don't even like that place. But tell us what happened. Tell us what happened when, you remember when we spoke for the 9/12 rally in Washington, D.C., and what happened with you and other organizations when the IRS started coming after you, and how you guys had to get Jay Sekulow involved?
Yep. Well, this wasn't the PAC. This is when I was president of Unite in Action, as well as national mm-hmm. co-chair of the 9/12 Project.
Mm-hmm.
Unite in Action was the second, I believe, organization to receive a letter from the IRS demanding more information, and a number of 9/12 organizations on the ground. The national organization mm-hmm. did not receive one. Mm-hmm. However, a number on the ground did, and a ton of Tea Parties. In 2010, there were out of thousands of applications for C-4 tax-exempt status, only 300 were not granted. And I think the administration didn't realize that we all talk, because we all kind of quickly figured out that, oh, you got one too. And we found, within weeks of us getting those letters, we found over 200 of the organizations were Tea Parties, or Tea Party-ish grassroots conservative mm-hmm. coalition. And we started getting some heat from various different leftist media, and we issued the challenge. Fine, if it's not just us, find us mm-hmm. a Democrat or left-leaning organization that was denied or put through this measure of scrutiny. They only found mm-hmm. one, and it was some really weird quasi-organization. The rest were all us. And they were asking us. It got creepy. Much of it was just plain burdensome. They wanted, this was the worst one for us, is they wanted transcripts of every single interview, be it in a printed news or on a blog somewhere or radio, anything like that, that we had ever been appeared in personally or even been mentioned. We don't know who talks about Night in Action. And in some cases, like a really good friend of mine, Toby Walker, with the Waco Tea Party, who also was under assault, you know, she's been interviewed by the BBC. I've been interviewed by Russian Times. You know, there's all kinds of stuff out there. For us to produce this stuff was really burdensome. So that was one trick to tie us up. But the creepy stuff got to be, you know, they wanted to know the names of the board members. Fine, that's perfectly legal. However, they crossed the line. They wanted to know the names and addresses of our family members. That's a little bit creepy. That's a lot bit creepy, actually. They also wanted the names of our donors, which is illegal, by the way. C4s do not have to submit their donors. And it got creepy. It got to feel like they were building some kind of list. But Jay Sekulow and the ACLJ is handling the case, and it's still ongoing. And, so it's still ongoing.
How long has
it
been going on now? For almost a year or more, a little more?
Over
a year.
We all first received our letters in 2012, beginning of 2012, going into the election. So it's been over a year.
That is absolutely sick.
Representing us. Yeah, it is.
And how are they?
And most of them still haven't been granted their status, so they're still waiting.
Oh, you're kidding. What happened? Oh, my God. So you see, that's the thing. You know what? I'm telling you, this is why what we have done in our ministry, we decided, I told our staff across the country, when our 501c3, which is not the same as what you're talking about, but when our 501c3 ends, it is a nonprofit, and we are bound to teach the word according to the word of God. But if you have a 501c3 status, they're trying to tell you what you can and cannot talk about, and that's not going to happen in our organization. We are going to get out of our 501c3, and there are a lot of ministries, a lot of churches that are getting out of their 501c3. We cannot have them trying to dictate to us what we are to do and what we are to say and who comes to our church and all that other kind of stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, we have so many crazy things going on in this country, and I tell you, this Syria issue is driving me mad this morning. If I sound a little off, it's because I was so frustrated this morning I had to go work out, and I think I had the hardest workout ever. You know, you've had a great workout when you can barely put the dishes away. I've been kickboxing lately because it's so much easier than just screaming at the newspaper.
Yes, I think that's what it was, is that you were probably so angry you just worked yourself into a frenzy. That's what happened to you and stuff like that. And that's one of the reasons why I am not on a lot of, I don't like a lot of the news. That's why we have breaking news journals, so that we can get the real stuff, like from people like you that are giving us information right on, right there on, and with the, as the, you have the boots on the ground. That's what we have to have, of Stephanie. Because otherwise you would destroy your house listening to the stuff that comes on CNN and MSNBC and all these other kinds of things. You know what I'm saying? My husband was telling me something about that they just found out that CNN, and I'm going to check this story out, people, but this is breaking news, that CNN is supposed to be, they just found out that they tried to falsify some information about Syria so that we could all be up in arms and that they could support the president and what he's getting ready to do and not tell the truth about what's really going on in Syria, just so that we could get into a fight. If that is true, then there is no reason for anybody to look to them for accurate news.
Yeah. Well, you know, the media has been playing this administration's ball game, I mean, they're lapdogs, and they have been for a while. But and this has become such a complicated issue now with Syria. We don't belong in. We really honestly don't. It's just a fact. There's so many disturbing things about this. Newt Gingrich posted a great article the other day on why we shouldn't be out there. And something for you to think about, for everyone that's listening to think about, is, look, there was Libya, then there was Egypt, and now there's Syria. we keep knocking out, yeah, the dictators in charge, they were bad guys, but they were our bad guys, okay? They were, they weren't the greatest people, but they weren't the Muslim Brotherhood either. We keep participating in events over there that are knocking out, somewhat bad guys, and they're being replaced with Muslim Brotherhood, who actively wants to destroy Israel and destroy America, and they make no bones about it. Meanwhile, Iran, which we are doing nothing about, holds all the cards. They're setting up a long game to defeat us. And, oh, yeah, they're developing nuclear weapons that they've already told us are going to be used against Israel and us. And we're not doing anything about it. This is the most ridiculous
foreign policy
ever.
Well, you know, we're being hit from the inside, too, because we're dealing with the Golan Institute, I think it's Golan Institute, that is getting money, tax dollars, everybody who's working, tax dollars, you know, into the Golan Institute, which is going to be, they're talking about martial law, Sharia law, and all these things, and teaching kids how to dress in Muslim dress and speak Muslim names and all kind of stuff like that, to dress, you know, dress rehearse and things like that. This stuff is serious. And people, we have betrayers all over our country that are in our government, that are in our education system, that are in everywhere, in our marketplace. And they, you know, come in to our country saying, oh, we just want asylum, or we just want, you know, to be Americans too, when they all stay segregated. They don't even integrate with us because they have no agenda to integrate with us. Their whole plan is to infiltrate and get as much information and hit us from the inside. That's what Boston was about.
Yeah, absolutely right. Well, and this plays into the broader picture. We continue to chase windmills. We are funding our enemies. We're arming our enemies, giving $56 billion a year in foreign aid to countries that hate us, that are actively, not just passively, but actively trying to harm the United States. But we keep throwing money at them, okay? In a situation where we have 46 million people in this country living below the poverty line, but hey, let's give $56 billion to people who want to hate us and kill us, instead of bringing that money in-country, doing something to help our own people fix our own economy, and, by the way, take care of the Islamic problems in our own country. Why aren't we taking care of America first instead of beating ourselves bloody against windmills in a desert on the other side of the world that are not our problem? Yes, Islam means to kill us, but shouldn't we defeat it here in America and take care of our own before we go, because you can't win a guerrilla war. It just can't be done. So if we're going to beat it, we got to beat it here on our own soil, and part of that is taking care of our own people.
Taking care of our own people. And you know what, Stephanie, something that people may not believe this, but it's getting back to principles, founding principles, and really getting it right, because they're taking all those things down. I was on a conference call the other day, and they talked about a letter that a teacher had sent in, because school started in some areas last week. And one of the things she said is, we were told, we found out that every flag in every classroom has been taken down, and they told us we can take them home or take them wherever we wanted to. They will not be doing that. They will not be talking about the Constitution, anything that you would normally put up on your walls. They do not want them down. They don't want anything that has to do with the Constitution. They don't want anything that has to do with any of our founding fathers. All those things will be irrelevant in the classroom. And teacher had a whole table full of stuff. She just started grabbing up everything and putting it in her car, because they were going to destroy it if she didn't take it. This is where we are, people.
This is where we are right now.
All the politicians that were put in the office that said that they were here for the American way and education and everything else, where are they now that these flags are being taken care out? Where are they when we're talking about the Pledge of Allegiance or saying under God, or even talking about Abraham Lincoln or any of those things? Where are those candidates that were put in office by a lot of conservatives, a lot of real people? Where are they? Things like this are happening.
We are subjugating our sovereignty, both on the national level as well as on the individual level. And we've got to stop it. And as far as the politicians, Lord have mercy, I'm so tired, both the left and the right, Democrats and Republicans. I'm tired of it. They're playing us against one another. We need to find a way to come together and fix the problems that are in this country. Unfortunately, we have an administration that, while I disagree with everything that they do on almost every single count, they are brilliant at marketing and throwing the GOP under the bus. Can I just say, Kerry comes out last week, John Kerry comes out last week and draws the big line in the sand. You know, we have to go in, we have to bomb. And then all of a sudden our biggest ally, Great Britain, says, yeah, we're going to take a pass on this one. We're being goaded into the war by the French. Seriously, the French, okay?
Absolutely.
The yellow back. And we're falling for it. We find out that we're going to be going it alone. And, oh, by the way, Russia is now openly joining hands with Iran saying, go ahead, try it. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
We're stuck
mm-hmm.
in a bad place. Obama realizes that he's painted himself in a corner and he did the one brilliant thing that, of course, the GOP never saw coming. Like, well, now I'm going to put it to Congress. So now when Congress says no, it's their fault, not his. He comes out scot-free, and the GOP winds up getting painted as hypocrites while you went into Iraq on the same excuse with no problems. And, oh, by the way, the GOP likes seeing little kids get gassed. That's exactly
but they keep
the
going back
that's
and forth.
Out of us.
They keep on going back and forth with this. I'm tired of the back and forth myself. I'm not going to play the game. They're not going to play me like a yo-yo or like a ping-pong ball or anything else. I'm through with that nonsense because what we have to do is the same thing that the president has done, and a lot of people are not realizing this. He said, remember when there were issues that he wanted to get through? He said, I'll just go around Congress. We need to go around all those people, too, and we need to say, hey, we're going to hit the ground. We're going to reach our kids. We're going to reach our people. We're going to make sure that we are taking care of them and feeding them the information because, honey, if we don't do that, you know, we can't rely on them. It's going to take another 2 years before somebody else is going to be reelected into another office. We may not even have a country by then. You know, we've got things that we have to do now.
Absolutely. And I know everybody's tired. Lord, I'm tired. My life has changed significantly in the last 5 years. And I know that folks got down after the election. But here's the reality. Anybody who entered into this grassroots movement, you know, whenever you entered into it and thought that it was going to be a couple of rallies and a couple of years of complaining and kicking desks and then we'd all be good, that's ridiculously naive. Like the founding fathers knew. The only way a republic works is if the people on the ground are constantly engaged. It's not about being a Republican. It's not about being a Democrat. It's about being American and paying attention to your rights and always preserving those rights because absolute power corrupts absolutely. And if you ignore what your employees are doing, they're going to burn down your company. And I got news for you. Those boys, the 535 people sitting up in there in the Capitol, they are our employees, and we would do well to remember that, and they do to remember it.
Would you say, go ahead and repeat that again because you were blocked out again.
I'm sorry. I said we would do well to remember, make no mistake, those 535 congressmen and senators up there in D.C. are our employees. And if you let the employees start running the company, it's going to burn down. So we best step up and act like the bosses that we actually are and keep them in line and preserve our rights. And it is a lifetime commitment. It's not just during election year. It is not just whenever there's a big rally in D.C. It's every day. Pay attention. Remember what it is to be an American. Take a stand for it and demand that you, that they fulfill their jobs and protect your rights.
You're absolutely right. Well, as we wind down the program, please give the information again for the PAC. And how do you guys want people to get in? Do people need to contribute or tell them whatever it is that you want to tell them? This is in your hands, my sister.
All righty. It's PAC912.com, PAC912.com. You can check us out there, learn a little bit about us. We always need contributions. None of us are paid. It is all volunteer work.
Wow.
And so whenever we have to go to D.C., for instance, I will be called to testify numerous times in the IRS case. And if the PAC doesn't have enough donations to cover me, Well, I'll be honest with you. Most of the travel I've done over the last 5 years has come straight out of my own pocket, and I am not a wealthy woman.
Oh, wow.
So
it comes from your pocket. So we don't. We want to make sure that we support. So you guys, I guess on the site, it has the information there. So go to www.pac912.com and support and get involved in supporting. This is what I'm talking about grassroots, is supporting the people on the grassroots so that they can get things taken care for us. You have a caller. I'm going to give it over. I'm going to open up it up for a caller to call.
Hey.
And they're calling in. Hello, you have a call for Stephanie?
Yeah, hi, Ruth. How you doing, Ruth?
Hey, no. How are you, dear?
Fine. I've been listening to your show. If it wasn't for your husband, I would never have known it was on. I just have to say that I really believe you gals hit it right on the head.
Are you there?
I think this whole thing was. Yeah,
I'm
here.
Something is happening. To everybody.
Yeah, well, it's
go
technology.
Ahead,
it's technology. Can you hear me now?
Oh, okay. I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. I think this whole thing with Syria is Obama's plan to bring Israel into this thing. So if he attacks Syria, the terrorists, the Al-Qaeda makes up those rebel groups. Some of them are Al-Qaeda faction. And mismatch of other terrorist organizations, other rebels. And, of course, you know Assad is Iran's puppet. Well, guess what? If he attacks Syria, who do you think is going to get the brunt of the force? It's going to be Israel. They're going to attack
mm-hmm.
Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to actually be protecting Israel and doing what we can to help them and stay out of Syria.
Well, if you expect that president to really do anything, you know how he feels about Israel, you know. And so, I'm just looking to God to change turn that direction around. I think that's the only hope because he's going down the wrong track anyway. I understand that the head of the Muslim Brotherhood is going to be on trial for the murders and stuff that happened over there in Egypt anyway. So there's a lot going on all around, and Israel is right there. But they're ready. They're ready to take care of business. And one of the things they don't want to do is mess with Israel. Because it may be a little small place, but that place is very strong, and they have a strategic idea on what to do. And they're not going to let us know their plan, you know, and I don't blame them. They shouldn't tell anything. We shouldn't be giving out information like that anyway. So, you know, we'll be praying for them, and we'll be supporting them as much as we can. I tell people, get involved. Contact our reporter out of Israel, Zev Perel. And he, messiahofisrael.org, and find out information that's going on grassroots right there on the with the boots on the ground, and that information that will keep you updated as to what's really really going on. So this is what we're doing. You know, this is what we have to do, and so that's why Stephanie going before the Congress and or going before you have to go before Congress or the committee or something, Stephanie.
I may be called to testify before Congress. It has been discussed. I do not know. But I do know in the lawsuit with the IRS, because I was president of Unite in Action during the time
yes.
this went on, I will have
yes.
to testify in the lawsuit as well.
You will have to be there. Okay. So you guys,
well, hi,
we have
Stephanie.
To support Stephanie. We got to support her so that when she gets ready to go to court, she can go and stuff like that. This is what we need to do is help our grassroots people. Noel, too, because Noel's always out there taking care of business, even though he's a small business person. He's out there on the business level doing the same thing and trying to support small businesses and cats and everything else.
Okay.
And you know, and so we need to support him and the things that he does, too, because we have a life. We are people, so we have to eat. We have to get our computers fixed. We have to do all these different things, and all these things are important, and that's why we're here. That's why Breaking News Journal is here, so that we can do those kind of things. Go ahead. You have something else you have to say before we...
Hi, Stephanie. I think that I have a chance to actually check out the PAC website and the interesting and I think one thing that needs to be touched on, and we go way off of the serious stuff, is about gun rights.
What did you say? Okay, so you're breaking up a little bit.
I went to the PAC website and they also talk about gun rights.
I don't know if you're on VOIP. It sounds kind of like Aquaman, and I can't hear the point you're trying to make.
Yeah,
okay.
It's really breaking up. You know what? I tell you what, Noah, put it in the chat room. Stephanie, you're in the chat room. He's in the chat room. Type it out in the chat room, and that way, you guys can communicate. You can do that right now. No, I can't hear you. You're still breaking up really, really badly. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to end the program. But it was such a pleasure and an honor having you on, Stephanie. I'm going to have you back on because I want you to talk. You're more than welcome. And we're going to have you on, but the technology, we're going to find out what's going on here because we want everybody to be heard. And I'm going to have you back on soon so that we can get this whole thing back up again and talk about it, okay?
All right.
Thanks, Ruth.
And Noel, I will. Okay. I just saw your chat. Yes, I speak regularly about gun rights. I've been shooting since I was a little kid, and I'm on the speaking circuit for guns. So it's just not posted on the website right now. But yes, gun rights are a big issue with us. And I
sounds
want
good,
dear heart.
Sounds
good, about that.
All right. Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure.
Pleasure, and I love you, sister.
Love you too, sister. I'll talk to you later. Be blessed.